Yo,
Yo,
what's up?
wagwan fam.
Yo,
What a gwan.
let me tell you, hold on, you need to even take your turn on that
Oh my
still.
God.
Anyway, guys, so how's it been going? We're just here chilling. It's finally decent outside. Like, finally, today we wore a dress and we went to the LCBO. We got some little, what do you call these, like breezers, coolers, whatever. We got a few of those. We obviously smoked.
Mind you, we did all this right after work. It was literally drive home, do a little 1-2, freshen up, get
And
nice
then go
laptop and
back on
stuff,
the
and
road.
go back on road. But it's
So,
okay. The weather was nice, so it was like I didn't feel like it was a chore or
it wasn't
anything.
bad, yeah. And let me tell you, Square One, oh my god, like I don't know what is happening, but it is just
So
packed
Square One is a mall in Mississauga.
for no reason.
It's my favorite mall in the GTA.
And I like it.
I love it. But yeah, fam. So went to the mall. And we were walking through the mall and I was just like, yo, all I see is mad teenagers. I
Bare
was
teen
like,
bops, yo.
yo.
And the food court is where they're all sitting.
All of them, all prim and proper. Dressed up, whatever, just chilling at the mall with their crew. I was just like, yo, was I ever like that in high school?
But the thing is, we just didn't know it.
But you know
And
what's
then there were people
funny?
who like our age now looking at us like, yo, look at these kids.
You know what's funny? It's like, for me per se, it was like I didn't really go to the mall after school because I had to catch the school bus. Right? And then in Malton, it's just what's a mall. And it's not
But
even
it's like, no one,
technically
but
a
yo, the
mall.
funny thing I was saying was that, like, no one even went to a mall unless they were getting food or something from the grocery store or whatever. But I would always see people at Bramley after school.
That's weird.
Or even the Walmart on airport, people would go to.
But would it be like a crew going? Because it would be like, okay.
Well, I know back in the day, with the people I chilled with, we would go to the
Yeah.
mall.
It's funny because I felt like after high school is when I started going to the mall more. What's it called? Me and Goldie would just be like, yo, you wanna go to the mall? And we'll just go to Bram. But like in high school, I guess because we weren't near a mall. Like obviously if I went to school in Brampton,
Then you would be near a
I would
mall.
be going to the mall. But because there wasn't technically really a mall, like there was nowhere to really
And you're
go.
still kind of far from Bramley.
Yeah, I
Like,
am.
now it's okay because you drive, but being back in high school, it's like, yo, that's a deep
Like
bus
busing
ride.
it, yo. It is. And that was before the Zoom and all that. So it was like I had to wait for the
And
one.
then it goes around, and like, I remember that. I remember. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, the mall was packed. Honestly, and let me tell you, people can't drive. I say this every
Oh
fucking
my
week,
God, fam.
but people cannot drive for the goddamn life of them. Like, I'm not understanding. Like, when you get in your car, do you just completely forget everything that you learned when you went to get your
Yo,
license?
it's funny. Let me just say, I loved how we were driving, and then yo, it was like we were both seeing the
The same
stupidness.
shit. The same shit.
Oh my
And it was
God.
like, okay, you ever pass by somebody and they're driving so fucking dumb, and then you pass by them and you see a big ass dent in their car, and then you're like, oh, well, that makes sense. That's why you're driving stupid, and that's probably how you got into an accident in the first place. Like today, this one girl, like, yo, she wasn't even fucking looking in her blind spot. She just turned the blinker on and assumed because it's on, she could just go. She almost drove into me, and I'm like, is she dumb? Maybe it was a mistake. Then she drove ahead and she started doing it to other people.
Oh my
So you're
God.
not even fucking looking at that point. Like, bruh, people are just on some shit.
It's
But,
crazy.
yo. But, anyways, other than that, honestly, this week went by pretty quick. Yeah, like, there's just always these dumbass people driving, and I'm just over it. Like, I'm fucking
Yo,
over the
but that's the
commute.
thing. We're gonna get to a point where we're like, okay, you know what? There's no point even getting angry over it. It is what it is. Because we're on road literally 80% of the week. Not even 80%, 95, yeah. Even 99.9.
Like, the thing is this, it's just like, yo, it's never gonna get better. It's gonna get worse.
It's gonna get worse. It's definitely gonna get worse.
Like, before, this is the thing, when people don't have their license, okay, oh my god, let me talk about this, because this just pisses me the fuck off. I feel like when people don't have their license, or they don't drive, they don't understand the pain.
No, they don't.
Like, for me, it's like, how I see it, I'm like, bruh, I really gotta go back out again.
Mm-hmm.
Really. And it's only down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just the mall. And it's like, even if you're going out with someone, it's like, yo, you're going back and forth trying to negotiate who's driving.
Yeah. Because
you're just so sick of driving. But when you don't drive, I feel like you don't know how it feels.
Mm-hmm.
And you just think, oh, all you have to do is go in your car and you can just go. Oh, you don't have to go and get bus change. Oh, you don't have to wait for someone to come back to bring you. Oh, mm-hmm. you need an Uber. No. It's still fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Like, driving is so annoying to the point now where I would just much rather wait for the damn bus sometimes.
Yo, honestly, it wouldn't be that annoying if there wasn't that much traffic. Because you would just go nonstop wherever you need to go. Mm-hmm. But because of the traffic,
it's like you're stopping, going. And then you gotta be careful.
Mm-hmm, like, that's the thing.
Dumbass people.
It's stressful in that sense. Like, if you really want to be safe,
mm-hmm.
like, if you're a really good driver, it's like
I feel like,
yo,
people that don't drive don't know that it's stressful.
They don't.
They just say, oh, it's so easy. Like, you just drive. Yeah. But as much as you're a good driver, there's always a dumbass.
But it's funny because I feel like it also depends on mood, too. Because it's like, yo, when you want to go somewhere, nothing's going to stop you to go to that place. So.
Yo, like, when... I'm like, yo, I'm gone and I need to get a little 1-2. I drive to Rabba. Although it's only... No, I shouldn't say I drive. I walk to Rabba, right?
Yeah.
So, although it's a far distance to walk, mm-hmm. it's like I'm still gonna go get it.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, if you wanna go and get something,
yeah,
you'll go drive to go get it.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. The thing is, even like you saying like, I'd rather you even walk to Rabba than drive. Like, even driving, you have to go all the way mm-hmm. downstairs. Mm-hmm. Then you gotta go twice.
And although it's right there, it's like a pain in the
ass. It's a pain.
And people are like, oh, it's just easy. No, like, by the time you do all that, I could just already walk.
Yeah, it's better to walk. Mm-hmm. Yep. But, that is true.
But yeah, people don't get it. It's just like,
no.
It's not just about, oh, getting in your car and you can go drop me here, drop me there, pick me up. No.
What?
And the thing about the driver that sucks is, like, you're always the first one to leave your house and the last one to get back to your house.
And people don't take that into account, eh?
No, because nobody... they're getting a ride home, so it's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, and, yo, they don't... Sometimes, they'll even text, oh, did you get home safely? Nothing. They're just glad they got to their bed and done. Like, nah. I know. No, like, now...
Or at least,
like,
tell the person, okay, message me when you get home.
Get home, yeah.
Even if the person forgets, it's like, okay, if they message you, you know they're good. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow, yo, it's 9:30 and it's still not that dark.
Mm-hmm.
Is that even a thing?
This weekend is gonna be amazing.
Bro,
let me tell you guys.
It's not even that dark and it's 9:30. What the fuck is this?
This is crazy. I'm telling you, it's the new moon.
What moon?
Oh, happy Eid. We're recording this a little, like, late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Eid was Monday.
Yeah. Wait, no. Tuesday, Wednesday. It was, like, in between.
Mm.
Yeah, some people celebrated it Tuesday and some people celebrated it on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then this guy at my work, he brought this thing. I forgot the name. On Monday, he was, like, at the end of the day, he was, like, okay, good night, guys. You may not see me tomorrow because of Eid. And then I'm, like, oh, okay. But he said, oh, but if the new moon doesn't come out, then it'll probably be Wednesday. I won't be here. And I'm, like, oh, okay. So, like, because I'm not, like, I don't know much about...
Yeah, you don't know.
Like, I see it everywhere, mm-hmm. but it's, like, I never had have a chance to just sit down with somebody and be, like, okay, what is your culture?
Yeah.
Like, I know it's a really, like, sacred, like, really, really religious thing, but I've never, like, actually asked questions.
Mm-hmm.
So, sometimes when he does certain things, like, I ask him, right? So he was just, he ended up coming into work on Tuesday. So then I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, cause he came late. So I was like, oh, I don't know if he's coming today, but he came. And then I was like, okay. So, like, how do you know it's the new moon? Like, when is the new moon? How does it work? He's like, the new moon is when it's a crescent.
Oh.
Yeah. So when it's a crescent, that means
Oh, that makes sense. Because I think they're... Isn't there, like, their religion
somewhere? Like, you can look at the moon right now.
So when it's like that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, oh, interesting. Like, and he was like, yeah. That's so cool. Apparently the new moon actually came, like, Wednesday. For over here. All you know, because it's different. Everybody's different around the world, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Wow.
Yeah. So, he was away. Some people celebrated on Tuesday, though. I think it was just, like, a weird, like, you know? But, yeah, some people celebrated on Tuesday. But, yo, it was good. It was, like, a lot of people on the timeline everywhere, like, oh, happy Eid, this and that.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, yo, how come I see this everywhere, but I don't know? And I know it's kind of like a Google search, but, like, I feel like I like learning from other people rather than, like, just searching it up and reading about it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I like people's, like, me personal
too.
Experience.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, even there was this, I used to work with this girl, and she was Muslim, but she wasn't a strong Muslim, right? But then now I think she's like 38 or something,
and she's like,
and like now it's like she kind of redid it. She was like, you know what, I'm gonna be serious in my faith, and this and that. And it was interesting, like, you notice, like, they go, they pray five times a day, they have their little, I don't want to say it because I don't know the name of it, I don't want to disrespect it, but the little mat or thing.
Yeah, when they pray.
When they pray, yeah. Okay, and then, like, they go to the washroom and they rinse themselves. They rinse their hands, their face, like, different parts of the body, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's true, yeah. I was like, wow. Like, it's a serious thing. I even remember when I went to Ryerson, I went there, like, early. It was just me in the class, and then some girl came, and she was like, oh, excuse me, I'm just gonna go to the back and pray. I was like, do your thing, girl. I was like, yo, it's a serious religion. But then there are people who don't take it serious, too.
Yeah, like how
like Christians are.
Yeah.
But.
But I feel like that religion is more sacred in a sense that, like, there's a higher percentage of the people that take it serious. Whereas, like, Christianity, it's like, everyone says it so loosely.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, yeah, I believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, it's just... There's no, like, strict... The rules are not, like, as strict. Exactly. I don't know how to explain it.
But. I don't know. But there are really strong Christians around. But it's, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. But, yes. But
anyway. So, now, by the time that this podcast is coming out, it's going to be cancer season.
Oh, yes.
So.
Oh, we love cancers.
Do we? I think they're also a water sign.
Yeah,
they're a crab.
That's why we love them.
And I know some what off the top of my head of cancers. Like, they're, you know, very emotional and sensitive too. They're also very what's the word? Insecure in a sense.
They are. And they're very emotional too.
Yeah.
They're very emotional. They're tenacious, highly imaginative, loyal, emotional, like I said, sympathetic, and persuasive.
Really?
Their weaknesses are moody, pessimistic, suspicious, manipulative, and insecure.
So, in contrast to the cancer sensitive, someone with authority and power can easily turn on a cancer and feeling, because the feeling of security and the feeling of someone defending them is also a big turn on. Cancers crave all kinds of attention and long for physical affection as well. So yeah, they're very affectionate people, I guess, right?
Yeah. But they're similar to us. Celebrities that are cancers. Fantasia.
Okay.
50 Cent.
Oh, God, that's funny.
50. Yo, do you think we could part with 50 Cent?
Why? Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. No, for real.
He's scary.
No, you can't be scared. You have to be positive with 50. Yo. You don't want to have to be in a situation with 50 Cent. Speaking of that, just a sidetrack, yo, let me quickly, there was this SoundCloud rapper who tried to run up on 50 Cent and, like, I guess promote himself.
Yeah, or tell him to look at his Instagram. Yeah,
I think he was on a date with a girl and he's kind of like,
Nicki Nicole.
Yeah, he's like, kind of like, the fuck? Like, that's a mess.
First of all, when I saw the video, I was like, that cannot be 50 because the shirt he was wearing, fam, I know it may be worth my whole entire salary, but yo, it just, I was like, you look like you're back in 2001, like...
Yo, it's 50 Cent, fam.
I don't know. But anyways, that guy, no, you don't do all that. Like, seriously. Like, me, if I see a celeb, I wouldn't even dare go up to them. I'll just stay... Because you never know what mood they're in. Some of them are rude. Some of them are, like, anxious, you
But
know?
I feel like you gotta, like, some take them... that... That's the thing, you have to take that...
Chance, right?
If you really wanna...
Yo, I just feel like everything's for freaking clout nowadays, and I don't wanna fucking, like, you know? Like...
Mm-hmm. But yeah,
I mean,
yeah, like I feel like you just don't do that. That's like too much now.
Yeah, it's too much.
Like, yeah. Give the man space.
Missy Elliott, Cancer. Okay. Oh, I could see us like chilling with her.
Yo,
what are you doing?
I forgot this song, yo.
What song?
Working.
Oh yes.
Doesn't.
Oh my god.
Lil
Kim. She seems like a real genuine person. Like, yo, I really want to hear her story. Like, her hip-hop story. Like, that's somebody, like, if they did a Lifetime, like, movie, but really good. Like,
you would
would watch it, definitely.
Because you don't really know about her.
No, it's like, right? I need to know. She's one person I would love to, like, you know. Okay.
Who else?
Omar Epps.
Okay.
Yes. I love him. He's in a lot of black movies that I've watched. Like, and he's amazing. He's amazing. Mac Wilds.
Okay.
Yo, I listen to his podcast. They have a podcast on Anchor.
Maybe I should try it then.
Him, Mouse Jones, you know him, and Flyrai. Fam, it's like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like, I feel like sometimes you have to listen to the opposite sex podcast to just know what they're thinking or like what, like, I don't know. Like them, it's like, they're like 30. So it's like, you're not hearing it too old, but they're not too far from our age either. But you're hearing about their like experiences.
Yeah, it's weird.
But honestly, some of them, they're dumb. Like, you just know boys will be boys, but like, so, apparently, like, right now, they just hit 30, and it's, like, they're kind of...
sad?
They're it's, like, they're at the stage of now, it's, like, yo, I gotta man the fuck up now. It's kind of like that.
Okay.
And it's just, like,
at 30, you realize that?
Yeah, but I feel like after a while, they notice, like, yo, I gotta make money, and you gotta be secure. I think that's the thing.
Yeah,
you gotta be secure.
Damn, but still.
I think that's what it is. But yeah, if you guys want to listen, I think it's called Guys Next Door. Yeah, they're everywhere. It's good though. They started around the same time we started.
Oh, I seen I think I seen a post today of it too.
That's good. Wow. It's all right. Like, it's good.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin Hart.
Yeah, I could see that for sure.
To be honest, I've never ever found him funny. Ever.
Okay.
I've tried. Like,
I feel like you might find him funnier in movies rather than stand up.
Okay, well, does it count that I saw him in the one with The Rock, the kids' movie? Because I have to take my siblings.
Oh my god, which one?
It was a game. Like
Jumanji?
Yeah, Jumanji. There you go.
That one wasn't. Nah.
No, I don't know. He's not funny to me. I've tried. Like, I've watched Laugh at My Pain, like, and it just doesn't, like, whenever, you know, there was a period everybody was reciting Kevin Hart jokes one time. I never understood it.
I don't know. Like, I seen him once, and he was pretty good. Yo, I sound so weird with my cold. I have a cold. Like, I sound nasty.
I've been sick this whole week.
Oh, my God.
It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I had a sore throat and runny nose. Now it's just a sore fucking throat, and like, and it's like when I get into certain places, like the cough gets so bad. Work, I notice it's work. Oh my god, as soon as I get into there,
It's bad, eh?
Holy, I have a fucking coughing fit.
Me? I don't know. Yesterday, my throat was just dry as fuck. And then today, I just feel, like, weird.
But I'm just glad it's not like I'm, oh my god, I'm so sick and I can't do anything. But still, my throat is pretty fucking sore. But anyway, Solange. You know what's funny? I would have rather see her as a Pisces, though. But she's a Cancer,
Okay. Yeah, I guess I could see that, yeah.
Lala.
But I think she could also be a Pisces too, you know?
Yeah, the way she moves,
But yeah, Cancer would be second to that, for sure.
And Charlotte being the god.
Yeah, he's a true Cancer still.
Oh my god. Honestly, hilarious. But yes.
So they're also saying that Cancers, like, I guess, like, best relationships for them. So physical relationship is Aries.
Okay.
Which is another water. Intellectual relationship is Sagittarius and Libra. And then soulmate is... No, I lied. Aquarius and Libra. And then soulmate relationship is Sagittarius. That doesn't even seem accurate to me.
Wait, they're compatible with who? Aries?
That one doesn't seem right.
That's so weird because Aries is a Ram.
I don't think that's right.
Maybe it's Aquarius. Huh?
Aquarius.
Okay.
But still. And then, yeah, see, again, this one, it's like, what's wrong with the signs? So, trust issues, they're saying Scorpio and Capricorn. I could see that for sure. And then extreme anxiety, you know we're in there.
Oh, my God. Of course.
Sagittarius, Pisces, and Virgo.
Oh, definitely.
Insecurity, again, Cancer. So there must be really insecure sign. And Libra too. Which I can kind of, stubbornness, Taurus and Aquarius. Taurus, yes. Because the Taurus is like the ram, right? Or the bull or something. Yeah. Constant need for attention. Leo, Gemini, and Aries. Agree, agree.
All of that. And plus and more. To the power. To the 10th power.
Oh my god. But, speaking of Charlamagne, really quickly, on The Breakfast Club, Ja Rule was on there talking about college degree or entrepreneurship. So, it's, should we put our kids to go to college or take a different route? And so, they kind of discussed it. So, here's a little bit of the clip.
Time when it was illegal for a black person to even fucking learn how to read.
Correct.
So, why wouldn't you want your kids to be as smart as they can be? On both sides. We're talking about 2 years or 4 years out of their lives.
I want my kids to be successful.
They can be successful after they go fucking get educated.
They can be successful without college.
That they're doing with that.
College usually promotes you to be a worker bee.
Correct.
Because what do you say to someone after they finish their 4 years of college? Get a job.
Correct.
So it promotes you, go to college, and be a worker.
And I also feel like getting a job helps you learn how to run a business. And there's nothing wrong with having a job.
My Nini would say is, she gets angry. Because she'll be like, Irv, you're special! You're different! And she's like, people aren't you. So they need that job.
There was a time when it was illegal for a black person.
So, yeah.
You know what? Because I heard this. Like, I listened to it, and Charlamagne brought up a good point that, like, okay, the thing is this, Ja Rule is saying everybody should go to college, right? Why not be smarter? Why not go through it? But Irv Gotti is saying, I want my kids to be successful. Getting a college degree doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be successful.
Or smarter.
Yeah. So it's like, but then you got to think about it. This is Irv Gotti who has money. And basically, in the interview, he said he took his boys with him on the road and stuff. So they can become successful like him, right? Because they don't necessarily know what to do.
Okay.
Right? It's like how we were saying in high school, you don't really know what you want until you go through it. Some people are lucky, some people are not.
Right.
But I think Irv Gotti is right in his situation. I want my kids to be successful. He has the money to make that happen.
Right.
Whereas Jarrell is like, nah, you gotta go through the education. And then Envy brought up a good point because he went on a college tour, right?
Mm-hmm.
With his daughter, like looking for colleges. And he was saying, like, the education system is so old. They're not adapting to, like...
To the new,
yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Like he was saying, now real estate is becoming big, right? How come there's no full major courses in real estate?
Right.
Why is there only a certificate?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, get people into those things. Those should be, like, a diploma,
yeah,
or a degree, you know,
because now they just have like little random courses here and
yeah.
there. But it's not like you can major in it, it's yeah. just like you're taking it as an elective,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, that's what he was saying. And then, but Charlamagne brought up a good point too. He was like, the best thing to do is go to trade school because now we're in a time mm-hmm. where like you can promote yourself.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, listen, as much as there are buildings, you're someone is always going to need a plumber. Someone mm-hmm. is always going to need an electrician.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is always going to need to fix the elevator.
Someone's going to have to build the building.
Exactly.
Right? Like construction
yeah.
workers.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I think when he said that, I'm like, yo, honestly, it's... And that's why we are the generation of the entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. I think we understand that.
Because I feel like it's like, okay... The generation before us was such a big generation. The baby boomers, basically, mm. right? So it's like, they take up such a big part of the work industry.
Right.
And we're left with, like, either working for them and making shit money and not moving up,
mm-hmm.
or doing our own thing. So it's like, now we're kind of doing our own thing.
Right.
And taking a different path. Like, I get it. Jarrell's trying to say, okay, especially for Black people, they were never even allowed to get an education. Mm-hmm. So take advantage of the opportunity.
Right.
Right? But even if you want to go to school, I feel like, yo, you should still continue to do your entrepreneur stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to, like, work or volunteer or do whatever and try different stuff. Like, do things on the side. So it's like you have the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people go to school just to go to school.
Yeah.
Just to get the diploma. And then they don't even end up doing what they were doing. They'll mm-hmm. do something completely different, yep. but still be successful.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. But the trade thing, yeah, like, you kind of have to... If you want to be successful, you kind of have to do something that people need, and it's never going to run out. Like, people are always going to need it.
Yeah, that's true, you know? Too.
Right. But, yo, Speaking of working and jobs and stuff, so, yo, a couple of things going on. First of all, McDonald's Canada is losing millions because the Toronto Raptors are playing so well. So over 80,000 orders of free fries were given away in game one. So that's $5.4 million worth of potatoes gone this season. So basically, because they're winning, McDonald's was doing this thing where they'll give people free fries. Mm-hmm. But they didn't realize they were going to be winning so much. So it's like, fuck, they're losing out on money, basically.
Right.
And then they're even doing their stupid $1 ice cream cone thing. This is the thing with the McDonald's ice cream. It's a $1, but is there ever going to be ice cream machine working?
Never. Never.
So it's like, bro, what's never. The point?
You're lucky if you get it. You're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
never,
God.
Never, never,
never. But yeah, the Raptors have been doing good. Mm-hmm. Actually, tonight is game 4?
Yeah.
Yes, so it's Friday.
Hmm.
Yeah. So it's probably even started, but
yeah.
To be honest, I haven't watched any of the games.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I only watched, I think, one, a bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was it. I'm like, okay, yeah, like, it's whatever.
I don't know. But I'm happy, yeah. though. Yay, go Raptors. Mm-hmm. Actually, so during game 3, the Warriors have confirmed that team investor Mark Stevens was the man who pushed Kyle Lowry last night during game 3. So, I guess, like, what, the basketball players usually just, you know, they obviously can't stop themselves, and they obviously go into the audience sometimes,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess that's what happened, and then you know, other people were holding him, but the man just like pushed him, like,
really,
like it wasn't like a put, it was more like a shove, but it was an unnecessary shove. Like, it was like the man didn't need to shove him like that.
Why did he even do it in the first place?
I don't, well, I know first instinct, somebody falls on you, you kind of want to like push them off, but it's like he didn't really technically fall exactly on him. But maybe it's because he fell on the woman, but still, it wasn't like enough for him to go like this. Like, you know, he could have just like stuck his arm out, like for support.
Yeah, kind of moved him.
Yeah, so,
wow.
Yeah, so apparently he's even banned from the games.
Yo.
Yep.
Speaking of banning and shit, so they charged this 28-year-old man for making the comments during the CP24 thing about the Raptors game. What did he say? He commented something about.
Do you have the clip? You have to run the clip.
What was it like down there?
Hold on. So basically, yeah, they're saying he is could be into prison up to 5 years, which I don't think that's even, that doesn't even sound right, but I don't know. Here's the clip.
You guys were down in Jurassic Park, right? What was it like down there?
The vibe was unreal, and I just want to let everyone know, Aisha Curry, we're going to fuck her in the pussy.
So, I don't know why he felt like he had to say that for her, but that's like sexual harassment. So, of course, you'll, if it's on the news, they're gonna be like, okay, he shouldn't be saying that, it's inappropriate. People are so dumb, like, I don't know.
He issued a statement and he said, oh, like, I'm sure everybody knows what alcohol is or what drunk is. So he was trying to imply he was drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know.
Honestly, it's sexual harassment. Like, here's the thing, people. We're not in, like, back in, like, 10-20 years where it was just everything was just over telephone or what you see on TV,
right?
Everything else had to be in person or hearsay, right? But it's like now with social media,
everything,
anything and everything will spread like wildfire if it catches a lot of people's attention.
Let me even tell you, I been watching the new season of Black Mirror, and it just, I just want to say, like, I don't want to spoil it, but it goes basically into, like, the future of technology and how we're going to be living. Oh, and like you're saying, it spreads quick.
So it's, like, silly things that we probably would have, like, would do. It's, like, we can't. Like, social media does not allow us, because someone is, it's social media and it's phones.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it's phones. I'm telling you, so it's crazy, man. So I remember, I think last week or a couple weeks ago, I told you guys about those seven guys that were jumping on the police cruiser and how one of them turned themselves in.
Only one? I thought it was the girl.
One of them turned themselves in. It was a guy. Okay. So, if you guys didn't listen to the other episode, pretty much during the Raptors game one, you know, everybody was excited. They all met at Yonge and Dundas Square, where's the heart of downtown. And, you know, everybody was happy, and seven guys jumped on top of a police cruiser, one of them threatening the police officer. So, pretty much, one person turned themselves in. He was 19, or he is 19.
What a waste of life.
Right? He was charged with mischief, and then a second person came up, he's 22, he's also charged with mischief.
Oh my god.
The other ones are still wanted for mischief, but one of them is wanted for threatening death, so they're looking for them, alright. Guys, be safe, okay?
I know, don't be stupid. Fool.
Like, really?
And they're so young, too.
Yep.
Like, they're so young.
My God.
Speaking of the police, so Jesse Smollett's 911 calls were finally released for his alleged attack. So I have a clip of it. And it's basically, I guess, like how that phone call went.
Okay, what's going on? I just need a police to come by. I work for an artist. I don't really want to say his name, but he stayed here. He went to Subway
Okay, so you're going back to the apartment, so you're just going to leave it there?
Yeah, I came down because I didn't know that, the address. I didn't realize the address, and, you know, he was cool. He didn't want me to call you guys, but I feel like you need to make a report.
Okay, so you can't make the report for him. Did he want to make a report?
So basically, yeah. So someone that worked with Jesse made the call, and the caller added that Jesse didn't want to report the incident, but he was going to convince him to speak with the authorities about the incident.
It sounds too suspect.
Yeah. So it's like, the way I'm seeing it is like they were working together.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to play it off like, oh, make it seem like it's not a big deal, but then it is. So, it doesn't look like it was...
That was terrible acting.
But he's not even on the new season of Power anymore either. The new one coming?
Yeah.
He's not on it. So, that's what happened, too. I mean, I don't know.
Yo, seriously, this one incident that didn't need to happen, you cost people making money. Like, are you kidding me? Did you know that today the Women's FIFA World Cup started?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Trust me, I didn't know that either. Google let me know.
I didn't even know that was happening.
Mm-hmm. So, I had no idea, but you know what? I'm glad this is still going on. Like, it sucks. It's like, you know, we're women, and we don't see enough of ourselves in sports, you know? It's just crazy to me. So, pretty much, it started today. France and South Korea were going against each other today. Tomorrow's Germany and Spain. Okay. And then China and South Africa. There are other countries participating, like Nigeria, Norway, Australia, Italy, Canada, and the States, obviously.
Wow, I'm surprised.
So, this is really, really good.
Wow.
Yeah, I wish, I wouldn't even mind watching it.
I feel like it is somewhere in Europe.
Oh, so it's being held in France this year.
Okay.
Yes. It is being held in France.
Nice.
So when I saw that, it triggered like a memory. I remembered seeing a post, and it basically asked the question of, should Toronto get their own women's basketball team?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I say why not. First of all, we only have one team in the NBA in Canada. That makes no sense. So if you're going to add another one, like, you might as well have a girls' one, right?
Right.
Because I feel like having another male team just is stupid. Like, it just isn't, like, you know... I don't know.
You know what? Like, for me, it's just, like, I know so many ballers that are girls. Like, yo, some girls can play ball really well. Mm-hmm. Like, you know? And it's, like, I've seen them, like, you know, from elementary school, then through high school, how it takes them. And some people actually go to school and get their scholarship and go through it.
And everything?
Some people don't. But it's still a hobby to them. Yeah, it's what they love. But it's like, I've seen so many women who I can, like, if I could make a basketball team with the women I know, I can make a really sick team.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I think it's because of the schools I went to. Like, my elementary school, we had really good, like, girls who play ball. And then when I went to Basel's too, our women's basketball team was really good.
Really?
Yeah. We were so good. So, I think, like, I feel like, why not? There's so many people who play ball. Mm-hmm. Like, so many women who play ball. I think we should.
I think they'll be really competitive, too.
That's the thing. I see it. They are.
Yeah.
So.
That'd be interesting.
Very interesting. I hope it happens.
We'll see, right?
Women are the future.
Ew. So, speaking of Canada, Ontario makes beer in corner stores official, and 300 new stores will sell alcohol by the summer. Ford's government has broken their contract with the beer.
So they're not going to do it with the beer store. Mm-hmm. They're just going to put it at random locations. Mm-hmm. Do you know, like, what kind of locations? Like, is it, like, convenience stores? Like,
corner stores. So I guess that means convenience stores.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, so they're going to put it in there now.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And then 300 new stores will sell alcohol by the summer.
Holy crap.
So I guess people are just going to have stores that sell alcohol? I don't know.
What the hell?
300 new stores will sell alcohol.
They're trying to damage us. Mm-hmm. This is too much. Like, now, like, I feel like that's more places for kids to have access to. Or other people who shouldn't be drinking to have access to.
I don't know. Like, it's just going to shit, like...
And the thing is, yo, they're all going to close at the same damn time. Like, if it was, like, a 24-hour one, I think that would be crazy. Do you know how many people will come in and out?
But I kind of wish our liquor stores were kind of like the States. Like, you just... Anywhere there's, like, a corner store...
Yeah.
Or a gas station, there's a liquor store.
But I guess that's what they're doing now, right? Pretty much. But it's like... I don't know. It's just going to be so weird.
I feel like in the U.S. they do it on purpose, though. I feel like they want everyone to be, like, drinking and wasting, like, I feel like, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't agree with it. They place liquor stores
in certain places on purpose.
Yeah, I don't agree with it. Trust me. I don't. It's like you're giving the alcohol business more business. Mm-hmm. But it's like they already make enough business as it is.
And it's fucking with people, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I know, like, I don't know, this Ford guy is just doing a little too much now.
He's too, like, much.
He even made a comment about the whole gay pride thing. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. He said he had nothing wrong, like, he has nothing wrong with people who are gay or whatever. Meet me until I can find the post. Hold on. He shared his thoughts on gay pride. And everyone's like, well, what do you think, right? So basically, what he said was pretty much...
Some folks in the gay community, and they said they weren't going because they didn't like the idea of men running, you know, middle-aged men with pot bellies running down the street buck naked, and they didn't feel comfortable that they could bring their kids there, so...
Is that your impression of pride? Is that what pride is to you?
Well, no, it's not, but let me tell you something. I was down there, and I brought my kids down there, and I wouldn't bring my kids back when there's buck-naked men running down the street. Some folks in the gate.
Like, to be honest, I agree with him.
Okay, it makes sense.
Okay. Like, I get it. Like, I get gay pride and all of that. And by the way, now June is Pride Month.
I did not know that.
I had no idea, but it's big. Like, big.
We went a couple times.
No, like, there's the Pride Parade in June, but now they're officially naming June Pride Month.
Yeah.
Like, Black History Month? Yeah. There's now Pride Month.
And so now it's, like, official?
It's a
official
thing, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But, like, they're making, like, it's a huge
but
thing.
But I feel like everything's a thing now. Like, people can just say, oh, it's gonna be like this, and then it's, like...
But here's the thing now. With the gay... Okay. With the gay pride, it's, like, I get it. You're gay, you're whatever, LGBTQ, you're part of that community, which is fine, right? You are like everyone else, like, you're no different, you just, like, do, like, you do things differently than other people, which everyone does stuff differently, but it's, like, have a parade, I don't know, like, I don't want to be rude about it, but it's, like, have a parade that shows you're proud of who you are, because I feel like with the way that he's coming off saying it is, like, okay... You don't need to show us your dick and your vagina in order to say that you're gay, to make a statement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I get what Ford is trying to say. It's like, okay, yeah, be gay or whatever and be proud of who you are and celebrate it. But it's like, why do you feel the need to, like, have your dick flinging around in the middle of the street? Why do you feel the need to, like, have sex in the middle of the street or, like, make out? Like, you know what I mean?
Which,
like,
is true, because we went, right?
Yeah, and it was, like... Like, even for me, being a grown adult, it was, like, uncomfortable in a way. Like, I don't know. So to take your kids to it, it's like, okay, there's Caravana Parade. There's the Santa Claus Parade. You could take your kids to any one of them, and it'll still be fine. Mm-hmm. But it's like, now you're not just introducing them to the LGBTQ community. You have to explain to your kids now what sex is. And what, how come that guy doesn't have a body part that you don't have? Like, now you have to explain all those other things. Like,
right.
You know, like, if you go to the Santa Claus parade, your kids already know what Christmas is. If you go to Caravana, you're Caribbean, so your kids already are accustomed to that culture, right? But when you go to the pride, it's like, now that opens doors to so much more stuff. Like, I feel like parents just, either they don't want to, like, talk to their kids about that at the moment, or it's, like, not even in their mind that their kid could be a part of that community, that they would have to talk to them about it.
I don't even think they should bring kids. Why are they bringing kids?
I don't know. It's like a parade. But what he's trying to say is, like, it should be, like,
the like parade, a family-friendly parade?
That's how the gay people want that it to be.
That way everybody can but be included. Not,
yeah.
Okay.
But I think that's, like, how that LGBT community is making it to be. Like, all are welcome, be who you are. But it's, like, they're going so far that they're not thinking about certain groups.
And
like,
it's true, because I remember when we went, and you just see a man, his dick is just out. Her breasts are just out. I guess I would say, like, what? It's kind of like Mardi Gras. You know, like, I don't know. I just feel like if there are kids who are finding out at an early age that, hey, they are this way, obviously they're going to look up to the Pride Parade too. And they would want to be a part of that.
Right.
So, yes, I get what you're saying in terms of, like, yeah, like Caravana, they have the kitty carnival.
Yes.
And then they have Caravana. But people still bring their kids to Caravana, but they're usually on the lawn just chilling, watching.
Like,
right?
Family.
Yeah, so. Family. Which, you know.
But it's like you're not going to take your kid to a fete. Right? So it's like you're gonna, I'm comparing like the Pride Parade to the fete.
But yeah, it would be like you won't bring your kid inside the parade. Like, you see how we hop the fence? You wouldn't bring your kid to hop the fence. But because like, the big, okay, when you're watching from the field, you're seeing the floats and you're seeing all that. But it's like you focus on the bright colors and stuff like that. I guess that's what I'm saying. Even though Pride is the same way, but it's like, there's maybe be like a whole squad that'll be like the naked group. And all of them are just naked and you just, you know, there's no privacy.
Yeah, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Like, you know what I mean?
Like, it's weird because it's like, okay, how do you have a parade based on like your sexual preference? Like, what else would you put? Like, it has to be sexual. Like, it has to be about sex because, like, okay, for Caravana, you could put on a parade, it's carnival. So, colors. Music, right? The Santa Claus parade, it's about Christmas, so Santa, like the snowman, all those cartoon stuff. But it's like when you think of LGBTQ, what, like, you're just a person who likes the same sex. Like, you can't put that in a form other than like a sexual way.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Because like, I have to deal with that.
Like, there's no other way you can, like, like, okay, if there's a parade for podcasts, like, people would like have your laptop or their headphones or like their mic, like you know what I mean, like.
And if you come with a hammer, it's like, what the fuck?
Right.
Like, what's that? No, I understand that still. That makes perfect sense.
Like, I don't know. I just feel like there's like a level of inappropriateness, like no matter where you are.
But the thing is, honestly, Doug Ford is not really on anybody's favorite list right now. But, well, my mom came home upset, and I was like, Mom, what's wrong? She's like, oh, did you hear the TDSB, which is the Toronto District School Board, they're changing, like, the policy for how you dress.
The teachers or the kids?
No, the kids. So.
I already have so much to say about this right now.
They recently approved a new policy that will now allow wardrobe choices that show shoulders, midriffs, necklines, cleavage, legs, thighs, and hips.
Fam, I thought they were changing it the other way. Like, oh, they have to wear turtlenecks, no short sleeve. So this is all ages?
Well, or high school? Elementary and high school, that's TDSB, right? Fam.
Okay. I don't even, first of all, can I just say, Okay, so I work with school kids too. Mm-hmm. When I see them wearing fucking short shorts and like just stuff like that, I'm like, why? Why would you put your kid in that to go to school? Why would you put your kid in that, period? Mm-hmm. And their cheeks are hanging out. I don't get it. Or they're wearing makeup and they're like, what, 12? Mm-hmm. I don't understand. So now, by a lot of the reason why parents don't allow their kids to dress how they want to is because of rules at school. Mm-hmm. So if it wasn't for the rules, their kids would be going to school half naked. They don't care. So now that you're going to put this rule, kids are going to come looking like fucking unicorns. Mm-hmm.
The board has also stipulated that staff members cannot use subjective discretion to change the requirements in ways that will lead to discriminatory outcomes, differential treatment, or reinforce and or increase marginalization or oppression.
So the teacher can say, yo, maybe tomorrow you should wear a top that covers your shoulder? Damn. Because if you say that, then that's insinuating that you shouldn't wear that?
Mm-hmm. So the student dress policy draws on the principles of equity, anti-oppression, anti-racism, non-discrimination, equitable, and inclusive education.
No, that's bullshit. Right? Anti-racism is different. So, okay, if you're telling a Muslim girl not to wear a hijab, that's racism.
Yeah.
But if you're telling a 9-year-old girl not to wear fucking booty shorts, that's fucking common sense, because there's still going to be rapists and predators and nasty pervert teachers out there.
Oh my God.
The janitor, the visitors coming in and out of school.
It's too much. Yeah. Now, the only thing they're going to be strict on is offensive, lewd, vulgar, or obscene images or language, including profanity, hate, and pornography.
Okay, let me tell you something right there. That's another thing. Pornography, I get. Hey, I get too. But profanity, I feel like if you want kids to be honest and make a bold statement, let them say what they need to say. And I feel like with that, it's like they know kids will bring up topics that are uncomfortable and that the teachers are not going to want to deal with.
Right.
That's why they want to block it.
Students must ensure that they wear clothing with opaque material to cover their groin, buttocks, and nipples.
So you only need to cover your nipples.
Yes. Exactly.
So your tits can be out.
Mm-hmm. They said cleavage.
The nipples just need to be covered.
Yep. Okay. They also state that undergarments may not be worn as outwear, and if worn, they must be beneath a layer of outerwear.
All right. So you can wear a mesh top with a bra. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yo, listen, people. Just send your kids to school proper. That's all.
Yo, there's going to be some hypersexualization happening. Like that. Especially for when everybody starts, you know, the hormones from like grade 8, grade 7-ish. Mm-hmm. To like, you know, grade 9. To even throughout the whole time of high school. What? There's going to be a lot of sexual assaults, okay?
But let me tell you, are they taking out sex education too?
I don't know about that.
So, I think they were. So, how are you going to make them dress like that and then not want to talk about sex education?
That's too much. I don't know.
So, what did your mom have to say about it?
No, she was like, my mom was pretty much like, okay, you should see already how the kids come to school. Mm-hmm. Now, you're basically going to make... Like, give them even more leeway. Like, no. That's crazy.
My God. Wow. Mm-mm-mm.
So, and police are investigating a series of overnight vehicle fires in the city's East End. So, crews were first dispatched to a home on Glen Ames near Kingston Road and Woodbine Avenue. Yo. All right, same around 12:45 a.m. For a report of a car on fire in a driveway. That fire was quickly knocked down, but then a second call came in an hour later for a vehicle fire at an auto body shop on Sinnott Road near Eglinton Avenue and Birchmount Road. All right, The Toronto Fire arrived there to find two vehicles on fire in the parking lot of the business. The blaze eventually spread. Okay.
So wait, was it like a dealership?
Like an auto body shop, like a mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
So at least as many as five vehicles parked by the front gate were all touched by the fire.
Oh my God.
Then a third call came in about 45 minutes later.
Oh my God.
They got to Bellamy Road near Eglinton and Birchmill for a high-rise fire, but when they arrived, they discovered that the blaze involved a tow truck at the back of a building. Alright? Well, after they cooled that fire down, they discovered a lighter fluid container underneath the vehicle.
Okay. Oh my God.
So it's a big thing. The office of the Ontario Fire Marshal has been called to investigate all three incidents. And then later on, they think it may be like a turf war with auto body shops.
Mm. So why do they do it on someone's driveway then?
I don't know.
Maybe that's where they live there or something.
Yeah. Because they're all literally along like Eglinton on the east end.
Mm-mm.
So something must have happened.
Mm-mm.
I don't know, man. And the cars were mush up pretty bad.
Oh my God.
Mush up, yo.
Fuck.
Oh my God. Just think about it. You thinking you're getting your car fixed?
Uh-huh, and you have no car left.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Yep.
That's so bad. Like, why? Like, people, they're gonna get caught. So I don't know why would they do that in the first place? Like, you already know you're gonna get caught, so why waste your time?
No idea.
So there was this clip I seen on 6BUZZ, and okay, I don't know if it was here,
mm-hmm.
but basically, at Popeyes, mm-hmm. they took a bite of the chicken,
mm-hmm.
and there was a serial number on it.
Like how? Like, was it like a sticker? Is it like imprinted on the chicken?
Yeah, like he even tried to take it off. Like, he couldn't take it off.
What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
Like how? It looked like somebody tattooed the number on the chicken.
Yeah.
And then it's fried too. Mm-hmm. That's what the man exactly said. It didn't even melt off. What the fuck?
Maybe that's a product number, yo. Hmm.
Oh my God, nah.
You never know.
That is too much.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, this morning, several deceased kittens have been located after someone reportedly threw them from a moving vehicle on the QEW near Niagara Falls,
what the hell?
Ontario. Okay? It happened during the Friday morning rush. The vehicle was last seen exiting the Toronto-bound lanes of the highway at Dorchester Road in Niagara. It's a red four-door Toyota. And the investigation is still going. Like, what? How are you dashing cats out of... What? And you're driving on the highway?
Yo, people don't give no fucks. People will do that with dogs.
Why would you dash cats? Like, I can't even imagine. You're just like, oh, I'm just gonna go on the highway today and just dash cats through my window.
People are cruel, eh? And they're fucked in the head.
What the hell?
That's so fucked.
That is crazy.
I'm telling you.
But how was your work week? How did it go?
Yeah. I don't even know what to start. Like, I just realized something.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is so damn different.
Yeah.
Everyone does things differently.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, yo, when you work with people, like, close up, like, on a one-to-one, you start to realize how different people can be from you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, bruh. It's like, I didn't know people could think this way. Or, like, it's just like... The stuff that people say boggles my mind sometimes. Like, bro, that's all I could say. It's like, yo. Like, I can't even talk about it without saying too much, but it's like, bro. Like,
you know,
everyone works and learns differently, and sometimes it's just so dumb because it's not the fucking most common sense way to do it. But yeah, common sense is not common, so.
Yo, so, Chantel voice noted me earlier while she was at work. She's like, yo, this client just said Bob's your uncle. Yeah. And I was just like, yo,
what the hell does that even mean?
Yeah, like, the thing is, you only hear it with white people. But it's like, what does that mean?
No, because, like, okay, the way the person said it was like, oh, so, you know, I did this and I did that, and before you know it, Bob's your uncle. And I'm like, what the fuck? Is it like, I didn't know what it meant, but do you, what does it say? Yeah,
so apparently, it's commonly used in the UK.
Mm, and that explains a lot.
And it means, and there it is, or, and there you have it. So,
well, how do they get that from, like,
I don't know. So it's pretty much equivalent to, you know how the French expression, and voila.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like that. And Bob's your uncle. Like,
but okay, but like, how do they get Bob's your uncle from that?
Yo, I have no idea. I have no
idea. Like, what's the origin behind it?
I don't even know. Like, they say even sometimes the phrase is followed with, and Nelly's your aunt, or Fanny's your aunt. But it's like, why?
What? I want to know. Like, okay, let me see if I can look up something, too. I want to see, like, what?
I don't know. But, yo, when you said that, I'm like, I haven't heard that phrase in a long ass time. Like, and I'm pretty sure I only heard this phrase on TV.
Hmm. Oh, wait. Oh, my God, what the hell is that noise? It's a catchphrase dating back to 1887 when British Prime Minister Robert Cecil, a.k.a. Lord Salisbury, decided to appoint a certain author, Balfour, to the prestigious and sensitive of Chief Secretary for Ireland. Eh, that made no sense.
Uh-oh. No sense. Like, what?
But yeah, that makes sense. The person's from the UK, so yeah, that makes so much fucking sense now.
I am crying. Yo, so I'm looking on Instagram. I'm seeing all the, like, Raptors posts coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a meme saying Raptors versus the referees. Apparently, the referees have been really giving the Raptors a hard time.
Why, though?
Well, I don't know. Who knows? Prejudice.
Hmm.
You know, favoritism.
Hmm.
But yeah, anyways, so I heard something very disturbing while I was listening to the Comedy Trap Out podcast. Okay, that's with Dormtainment. It's usually with Rome and Cam. So in this particular episode, they had their friends on the episode, and they were drinking tequila. Okay. Right? So, you know, obviously, loose lips, da-da-da.
Yeah. Mm.
Right. So, Rome decides to tell the story about when he first came to Toronto, okay?
Oh, my God.
And this is what he said. He said him and Cam came to Toronto in 2015, and while he was down here, he met an Indian girl, right? So, obviously, you know, him and the Indian girl linked up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when she came over, she had like a book bag kind of thing, right? Okay. So as they were about to have sex,
oh my God,
she opened the book bag and there was like toys and stuff. So she had like an anal plug, right?
Wow.
Cool. So cool, whatever. So, you know, getting it in, he's about to bust. She goes into her bag, she takes out a champagne flute. He comes into the champagne flute and she drinks out of it. Toronto girls, we have got to do better.
That is nasty. Like, just the thought of it makes me sick. We have got to
do better. I was like, yo.
You put it in the bottle so just to do that? That's nasty.
Oh my God. Are people really that freaky?
Ugh. Mm-mm-mm. Mm-mm-mm.
When I heard that, I was like, I wanted to throw up. And then the girl on the podcast, the friend, she was like, ew. Like, when she said ew, it was like, I wanted to say ew. Like, it was ew, yo. When he said that, I was like, that's nasty. Like, he said the visual was amazing, though.
Oh, my God.
I know, eh? I know. For the I was guy, like, why? Yeah. Mm-hmm. For the guy, of course.
Of course. Oh, my God, that's disgusting. Yeah. I can't even... I don't know. Yo, whatever happened to that girl that threw the chair out the window?
I don't know, but I saw her on Instagram with some next two girls, and they're just shaking their ass. So I was like, okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And she was like, hee-hee-hee-hee. Like, she was just being like a Instagram girl.
Oh, my God. That's how people make money now, eh?
Yep. Okay, so... Nancy just sent me this meme. First person on your tag list is getting pregnant this year. Bruh. Why are you tagging me?
Which tag list? On where?
Like if you tag somebody, they're getting pregnant. Mm. Why are you sending it to me? Yum.
Don't send that here, yum. Yeah. Oh my God. You like that. Mm-hmm. Why does work email me, like, so late at night? Like, it's Friday. Bruh.
I do not
what
know.
What do you email me for? Oh, my God. Like, the thing is this. I work tomorrow. But, like, yo, let me deal with it tomorrow. Bruh. I don't get it.
You're probably like, oh, let me just get this over and done with.
Oh, my God. Bruh. But anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all the news I have. Like, from everything going on and stuff like that.
So, yo, thank you guys so much for listening. Yes, like, honestly, the listens have been skyrocketing. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But, yo, as much as the listens are skyrocketing, I'm going to need y'all to follow the Instagram account.
Yeah, because, okay. Yo, you guys listen. And then you guys like the pictures and stuff and comment, haha, put whatever. But can you just follow us, too?
Right?
Like, just please follow us.
Because, honestly, we really and truly want to do lives, and it's like, I'm not doing a live.
Well, like, 12 people. Yeah. No. So... And it's when like, you guys follow us, it's like, we'll pop up more on other people's feeds and stuff. Like, you know, it'll just give us a chance to promote ourselves.
You know what? Just tell a friend to listen to us. Even repost us on your story. Tag us and we'll repost your post.
Yeah, we will.
So, you know.
But no dumb shit like, oh, get like Ray-Bans for $2 post.
Oh my God, no. But yes, we're very interactive. So shoot us a message if you have any questions or you want us to give advice. Or if you want to be heard on our podcast, send us a voice message.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. If you guys even have any ideas or topics that you want to talk about or something you have, like, let us know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, girl, let me tell you, the amount of soca parties I've been seeing...
Yo, I'm even surprised.
It's going crazy. Like, it's like, okay, I don't know which one's which and, like, what's what and, like, when do I even really want to go?
Bro, but the thing is, it's just touched June.
Yo, just touched June. And, like, I saw Rejuvenate, right? Mm-hmm. I can't even go because it's on Friday because, you know what? I can go in the sense of, like, come home from work because I can't book
it
off.
It's the evening, right?
Yeah, but I can't book it off. So it's like I'm coming from work, then I gotta make sure I get ready, everything, and go. So it's one of those I have to app myself up a bit because I'm gonna be awake the whole time. This year it's Kes who's performing, which we've already seen, and he was amazing. I don't know if I would see him again.
I think we've seen him twice.
Yeah, yeah, so. But he's also going to be on the Carnival Nations float, too, so, you know.
Yeah, he came to Juvenile last year, Rejuvenate.
Yeah, he did, right? So maybe, is that his thing, then? Maybe. He's honestly amazing. Like, I'm not even shutting that down, but, like, it's just, like, I need to see someone else.
Yeah. No, I think, he probably does it every year.
Yep. There's even one, Bo Cruz, Canada Day long weekend.
Yo, speaking of bokers, I got an email. From Flo.
Flo, me too. Yeah, I got it. I'm like, I don't think I'll go there again. Nah. But this one is during Canada Day long weekend. It's called Vitamin C. I'm like, oh my god, there's just so much. Like, I'm just looking. There's baby blue denim edition. That's okay. A boat cruise. That's in New York though. Yeah, like there's so many all over. Like, I swear, even now most of the artists are in Germany doing a performance. Wow, like, it's really crazy. Right now I just seen a post, the Clinic retro edition, that's June 29th. Like, there's just so many parties.
Wow.
And fets. I'm just like, yo. Summer needs to be here. But yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. A lot. I even have a birthday party to go to this weekend or this Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like, bruh. I think from there, it's just going to be like, every weekend there's going to be something.
Right.
But I need some clothes, man. Like, I need tops. Like, I was saying in the mall, like, I have nothing.
Right.
No tops. I definitely want to go on another boat cruise.
I want to go on plenty. Like, I'm so ready to just go out. I really want to go out. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to just make the best of it. And because I know once September comes, it starts getting cold. And because of work and stuff, it's just, I become a hermit. Mm-hmm. So, I really want to live it up this summer.
And then go out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yo, what the hell does this lady even mean, yo?
What?
Yo, like,
bruh. What are you talking about?
Yo, work is just too much, fam.
What?
Yo, like.
What?
I'm even cheesy after work tomorrow.
I know. How did your voice get like that?
Yo, I don't know. It's just on and off, yo. It's because I'm sick, fam.
So, Ray J invests $5 million in cannabis and CBD management firm called William Ray J LA, projected to bring in $50 million a year.
Now, fam, how is that possible?
Fam, I don't know, but Ray J makes really smart business moves. He does. You know, he has his scooter. I forgot the name of it. A lot of people are promoting the Raycons, which are like the earbuds, too, as well. He made a lot of money.
Really?
And now he's doing this? He's smart. Like, he's undercover. It's like people, like, cloud Ray J, and he's funny and goofy, but at the same time, he makes
He knows
moves.
What he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love he invests in himself and put his name on everything. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. Raycon, Ray LA, that's crazy.
Yo, so there was this thing in Ohio. Something happened with the water. Like, the water turned purple.
What the hell?
All the, like, plumbing and everything.
What?
It was weird. It was, like, overnight. Like, some chemical or something got into the water. So, like, it wasn't harmful if you were to use it. It would just stain your clothes if you washed with it. It was weird. And then it was so dumb. People were, like, you know, people made the dumbest memes. Someone was, like, how Future was the reason for it happening. Because you know how his hair is, like, dreads and there's, like, purple tips at the end of it?
Yeah.
They were saying, oh, it's because of him.
That is so stupid.
I know, right?
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? I was listening to the radio today. Oh, you already know, 105.5. And you know, because it's Friday, they're playing, like, the dancehall and the reggae, right? So they're playing the old reggae, whatever, and going into dancehall. And then, yo, they started going into a Cardinal Official, right?
Really? Wait, we were playing this?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
105.5, okay,
So, they were playing Cardinal Official. I'm like, yo. And then, you know, I love the thing about 105.5. They always have the hype mans, right?
In the background.
So the man is hyping. I don't know who it was. And then after, he's like, yo, before Drake, there was Cardinal Official. And I was like, yo, but it's true, though. Before Drake, it was Cardinal Official.
But I feel like Cardinal Official didn't even put Toronto on the map like that.
He didn't. And you know what? Something must have happened. Like, you already know. Like I was saying before, like, with Shinsia, mm-hmm. you cross over to the States, and then it's like, you do what they want, mm-hmm. kind of thing. I felt like if he stayed true, you know? But then again, I don't know. I'm just seeing, like, from what I've seen, like, because, yo, Cardi Official made the Toronto hip-hop anthems. Yeah. Yo, they were playing a Cardi Null mix. I was like, yo, he was actually fire. Like, the Bacardi slang. Mm-hmm. Right? And I was thinking, yo, Toronto had, back in the day, like, I remember, it's like, yeah, it was like, I listened to Toronto hip-hop because of Much Music, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, they used to have Rap City and all that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. So it was like, I would always see Cardinal, Chocolaire, Julie Black. Who is it? Oh my God, I don't want to forget. Brass Monk. Mm-hmm. Like, there was just so many. There's another one, Maestro, right? Mm-hmm. Maestro West, too. Like, there was a lot of Toronto artists that were making Toronto hip-hop music, and it was bumping. Like, I wish, like, I could find a mix that's just Toronto hip-hop and just go back and listen.
Like, Toronto hip-hop 2001.
Yeah, I want to. Because I'm like, yo, at a point, Cardinal was running Toronto. He was. There was nobody else who was carrying, like, hip-hop and rap and fusing it with, the reggae and dancehall. Mm-hmm. Like, there was nobody else.
Nobody. But now you have, like, so many other artists now.
Yeah, it sucks. Like, I want to know what happened when he crossed over. Like, he had songs, but they weren't Cardinal songs. Yeah. Like, you know, he did that, like, The Tide Is High with Kerry Hilson. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, he didn't, like, it wasn't, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yep. But maybe it was before his time. Because I feel like he's kind of, Drake is kind of doing what he did back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, taking the, like, the dancehall beat, mixing it with the
new stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Kid Cut, like, all of those people. Like, mm-hmm. it's so weird.
I remember all the time in high school, and I'm getting ready for school. Mm-hmm. I'll play the radio in the morning, and the one Cardinal Official song came on. It was the one, Akon.
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
I forgot the...
That girl is so dangerous.
Yeah, but I feel like, see, that was so forth. But it got a lot of radio play.
Mm-hmm.
It did.
I would hear it every morning on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning.
His songs got a lot of radio play, but it just wasn't Toronto. Like, it. Afterwards, it was like, yo.
I know. But that's the song I remember.
Yeah. Like, we had other people other than Drake, but Drake is the one who really got...
He's, like, putting it up there.
Putting it out there.
Mm-hmm. Even The Weeknd, too. I even forget he's from here.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just so quiet. Like, he's hidden.
But, yeah. I just wanted to point that out.
Wait, what did you just point out, yo? The way I'm...
Chantel has a tendency.
I even forgot.
And I noticed this every podcast.
Yo, I zone the hell out.
Yes, you the fuck do. I'll just say, yo... Da 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 da, and then you'd be like, and then you'd be like, but wait, da 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 da, and I'm like, yeah, but I just said that.
Yo, no, like right now, oh, you're talking about Cardinal Official, yo, I zoned out, bro, holy.
Chantel always zones out.
Let me tell you.
I'd be like, bro, I just said this, and you don't remember?
When we would go to parties back in the day, I swear to God, and I was like this.
Mm-hmm.
When they have the lights going on,
mm-hmm.
yo, you just feel like you're, like, spinning in circles with, like, all the flashing lights and the colors and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. That's what I even feel right now.
Oakland residents won't be busted for using magic mushrooms and other psychedelic drugs. So they're decriminalizing it.
Why?
I don't know. They're basically, well, obviously, it's like, okay, basically they're saying if you have it on you or if you grow it, you're not going to get charged for it. But obviously you still can't, like, drive while you're on it.
Mm.
You know, I don't think you can really.
So same thing like everything else, pretty much.
I don't know about that. I've never tried shrooms before. I wonder, can you get easy access to it like that? Over here?
I don't even know where you get them from.
It's like, the thing is, if you're not looking for it, you'll never find it. Because, like, for us, there was always weed, but, like, we were into it, but
we just didn't care.
Yeah.
But like the, but I feel like once we got access to it, mm-hmm. we wanted it more.
Yeah.
Right? So I feel like once they get access to it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't know where you would, I wouldn't even know where to think.
Yeah.
Of where to get it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know where to begin.
That's, I don't like, even want to.
Because it's like, you know, okay, obviously weed is legal, so you know where to get it.
Yeah.
And like, even before, you still knew where to get it.
Yeah.
But maybe because we're not into that kind of stuff, it's yeah. like, or we're not like around people that do it.
Yeah.
We don't really know. Yeah. Right? Like, I don't know anyone that sells like cocaine or anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't know none of that stuff.
Oh my God, let it stay that way.
Listen, please. Everyone says like weed is a gateway drug, but I don't think so.
It's not.
Mm-mm.
I just feel like we have to be smart about it. That's mm-hmm. all. Like, mm-hmm. just be smart. That's it.
And careful.
People aren't smart with alcohol, so what makes you think people are going to be smart with mm-hmm. weed? But yeah, so, the previous podcast, I spoke about the guy at my work.
Yes.
And the whole story.
Yes.
Okay, so, as Chantel can see, I'm wearing a dress right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I went to work in this dress. Okay, so pretty much because we finally had good weather and stuff and it was gonna be nice, mm-hmm. I think it was Sarah, she suggested, she's like, yo, we should all wear dresses on.
So is everyone in your department or just you guys?
No, just us.
Okay.
Because we're the, well, it's us and then it's the guys. So okay. The guy,
obviously. Yeah, yeah, whatever.
So then I was like, yo, honestly, I was even like, we were like, yo, it's even gonna be nice.
Mm-hmm.
I need to wear a dress, so yo, I was like, fam, we finally can get it. We, so we're like, okay, cool, because I was like, yo, Friday's gonna be nice. Like, I've been yearning for this type of mm-hmm. weather. Work, it's all gray walls. Like, it's like, yo, I need to something to, like, kind of lift up my spirits a bit. So I was like, yo, sure, no problem. So, yo, we came to work today. Everybody wore their dress, you know, whatever, cool.
Yeah.
So, yo, usually, like I was saying in previous, there were, like, drivers who were, like, standing around. Like, mm-hmm. basically, we pass by the garage, so they see us all the time when we pass by. Sometimes they're gone working, okay. and sometimes they're back.
Mm-hmm.
So, the whole time, when we went for a walk, you know, it was fine. We didn't mm-hmm. see no drivers. But, yo, there was this guy. I don't know where they got him from. He was basically moving boxes. Yo, the man kept watching us all day. Like, all
yo,
day.
Yo, I have nothing better to do,
of
yo.
Course, an old Jamaican man. Like, yo, I... Because, like, yo, he was basically taking boxes from the office to, like, into the truck, mm-hmm. right? But I think he thought it was for our department, but it wasn't. It was for the department beside us. So it was, like... But every time he would walk by...
He's watching.
And it was like, I felt so uncomfortable.
But, yo...
Even to the point where when we were going for a walk...
I was going to say, when you guys were walking. Yeah,
he was walking as well. And it was like, he was walking with the other guy. But he, once he saw us, he started trailing behind, trying to, like, slow down.
So when you guys do your walk, do you go around a couple of times?
Yeah, we go twice.
So it's like he's both times.
So it was the first time. He saw us, and mm-hmm. then after he was walking slow, but then after we walked slow enough that he wouldn't be able to catch wow. up to us. So, but when we went for a second round, he was ready inside the building. But anyways, so, Jesus. Remember I told you guys about this guy at my work now. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I haven't seen him all day, because it's either I see him in the morning, or I see him when we go for a walk. Mm-hmm. Basically, whenever I leave the building, that's mm-hmm. when I see him. Sometimes, not all the time. But it's like, so, it was the end of the day, we're leaving at 5,
mm-hmm.
and we're walking, right? So me, I'm just looking straight, I'm not looking nowhere.
Do you have your shades on, too?
No, I didn't have my shades on. I'm just walking straight. And then I hear something, someone go, oh, nice dress, right? I ignored it. Kept walking. Then I hear, oh, so you're just gonna ignore me? All right, fine.
Excuse me.
And then I turn around and I'm like, but who are you talking to? Because there's two people here who are wearing a dress.
Mm-hmm.
So then he looked like, oh shit. Oh shit. So then he was like, oh, I met both of you.
No, but
I'm like, you're
thing.
Right.
Even, I don't even know why he felt like he had to even say that. Because, yo, You already knew who you were trying to holla at. So what does it matter? Now they're saying, oh, which one? Like, then he should have just said, oh, you.
But he didn't. He just said, oh, both of you guys. Because I guess he didn't want to diss Sarah either. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, obviously I knew he was talking about me.
Yeah,
obviously.
But like, I get that. But like, he still could have, like, it's not even like you're dissing her. It's just like, no. Yo, it's just like,
you know?
It's just, yo, okay, I don't like
maybe both. He just wanted, he's a Pisces. He wanted to be nice. Mm-hmm. So then, so then I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. But then Sarah was about to talk. But then it was like, I kind of wanted her to shut up. Because it's like, I want, it's not about you right now. It's about me. Yeah. So I spoke louder. So I said, oh, I'm still mad at you for cussing me out on the street last time. He's like, oh, what did I do? I'm like, yo, you're cussing me. Oh, hello, hi. Why are you always on the phone for it? Da-da-da-da. I'm like, you don't remember that? He's like, oh, I just wanted to know who was your phone provider. I can't know. I wanted to know where you get these unlimited minutes from. Like, it was just weird. It's extra, but I know he's fucking, like, I don't, but the thing is, it's like, I don't know if, are we flirting? Or are we, like, is this just an ongoing, innocent thing?
No, I think it's, like, a little bit of flirt. Like, I feel like,
he's because like, think about it. I didn't even explain it. It was like this. Remember I said I was walking straight. I didn't see nobody.
Yeah.
So that means I already passed him. But for him to say, oh, nice dress to catch my attention.
He's watching.
Right. So, yo, he was there and we were going back. I'm like, he's like, oh, who's your phone provider? I'm like, Kudo. He's like, Kudo will never get my money, fam. Da-da-da-da. Yeah. I'm like, yo. So, yo, it was like, we're about to go ham. Mind you, he's over there and I'm here and we're yelling. And then, like, then some random man came and killed the conversation.
And he walked in between?
No, because remember, I'm far. Yeah. So the guy just walked up to him and was trying to ask him something. And then he's like, oh, I'm sorry, but I have to deal with this. I'm like, whatever, bye. Oh, like, yo, I was like, yo, like, because I wanted to talk to him more to see, like, where his head, yeah.
But you know what? I feel like you'll have plenty of time.
But that's the thing. I don't know. Like, I don't know what this is, fam.
Honestly, I feel like he's trying to, like, see what he can get from you. Like, he's trying to, like, fill you out.
But the thing is, it's like, yo, I want to know what he told his friend, because I want to know why whenever I'm walking they're all watching me. Like, I need to know why. And it's not just me feeling like, oh my god, oh my god, they're staring. It's like legit.
No, maybe he just told his friends about you, like, yo, that's a girl that I'm trying to, like, get at.
But what if it's he told them that's the girl that, oh, she liked me, da 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 da, from last year?
Maybe.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it could be that
I want to know what's the image that I have.
Yo, the
like,
thing is, you won't know.
I will never know. That's the thing, because I don't even talk to them.
Even if it goes somewhere from here, they still won't
tell you. But see, that's the thing. Why I don't even want to get to that point of being nice, because I want to know, if I come close to you, will you act all wishy-washy in front of your friends? Because you must have told them something.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
so I don't want to give off the too friendly vibe for him to mistake it for something else. And that's why I like picking fights with him. But at the same time, you're watching me and then you want
to
come and say nice dress?
Two places together?
Fam, it's going to be chaotic. That's but it's hard. Like, but I feel like if we just have the moment, because like I said, I either see him when I'm leaving or coming. It's always a pass by. There's never a stand and chat.
But you guys would never be in that situation.
Exactly.
Unless you guys both stop to do that.
Exactly my point.
Right?
So it has to be one of those where I'm by myself and he's by himself. But we're never by ourselves.
There's always somebody.
There's always somebody around.
Yo.
That's the thing. I wish I could get
that. Are they
that.
Listening, the person?
Yeah. Oh, listen. Okay, it's like the garage. There's drivers everywhere. So even though he's at one spot, somebody could be literally coming through or standing or in the vicinity. Like, there's just not a, like, time where... The only time where it can ever happen is if we coincidentally...
Like, walk
end up
each
walking
other.
Into each other and we're both going home and we're walking to the parking lot. That's the only time. Only time. But I don't think
that... Because you guys, like, he's, like, driving the cars, mm-hmm. right? And you're, like, in the office part. So mm-hmm. his time is different than...
Yeah.
His timing.
But sometimes... But because in the summer it's going to get busy, he'll end up staying longer at work. So that means maybe, like, when me and Sarah go to the gym and you'll we stay longer, most of the people are gone. So maybe... Around that time.
He might still be there.
Right.
Yo, honestly, this is what I have to say. My advice for this. I'm just going to say, just feel it out and see where it's going. From me, what I can tell, it's like he's trying to flirt. But he's trying to feel you out, so he's playing like...
But I feel like that could be playing, just my, like, what I see.
I don't know. But I feel like from what you're telling me, from, like, the actions and stuff that he's making, I mm-hmm. feel like... I'm seeing it how you're seeing it.
Like, Sarah was saying how he's acting. She feels like he's acting weird. Like, and I said, yes, he's wishy-washy. Mm-hmm. But I understand the wishy-washiness mm-hmm. because how we got off, like, we never was properly introduced mm-hmm. and, like, okay, hi, bye, and, like, mm-hmm. whatever. It started off on the wrong foot. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, okay, we're getting a little friendly.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now it's like, it's kind of like, I don't know how to say it. It's every time we talk, it's in passing. It's never we're standing, we're talking. It's never that because we're always working.
Yeah.
If I'm walking outside, he's working.
Yep.
Right? If I'm in the office, he doesn't come up there.
So
rarely.
It's like, yo, you gotta wait for an opportunity to pass him, but also to pass him and be alone.
Yeah.
But like, not when you're just passing because you gotta go back to work. He has to go.
Right.
Like, you guys are both, like, leaving work, and you're, like, done. Like, you're free. You're just taking your time to get home
mm-hmm.
like something.
For today, he would have usually left the same time we did, mm-hmm. but he didn't.
Oh,
do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe if, like, maybe another 5 minutes, then... Because, like, it looked like he was getting ready to leave, but then that guy came and interrupted the conversation.
You see?
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. But it's weird. It's so wishy-washy, I know. We're both wishy-washy. That's what it's like that.
Yeah, I would say just see how it goes, because, you know, you
but I
know.
Seen this meme. It said something like, oh, if you're confused about a guy, it means he doesn't like you. But if you know he likes
really?
You, he likes you.
Yeah, but what if you're just confused about what you're thinking, not him?
But that's the thing. It's like, if you're confused, don't even bother because you're going to waste your time trying to figure it out so bad.
But what if it's just like a matter of just asking? Like,
but yo, who wants to straight up go and be like, yo?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're saying like, oh... You think you wouldn't question it if you knew he liked you. Like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like I would still want to ask.
I think it's like you don't want to, like, question it for too long. Like, you know, one of those, it's like you don't know, you can't tell. Like, there's not enough times to even. It's like, why even waste your time?
But still, like.
I was dying. When I seen that, I'm like, yo, it's better. It'll just save you your time and effort if you just go along your business. It wouldn't even matter.
Yeah, I guess it's true. I mean, yeah, if the person really likes you, then you'll know.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just want to, like, make sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the only thing. But
that's crazy.
Honestly, I'm sure you guys will cross paths at some point. And hopefully you're alone so you can talk
that's
properly.
That's the thing. I'm never fucking alone. That's the thing.
You need a date. Like, hopefully it's a day where Sarah's not at work.
That's the thing.
And you end up just, like, I don't know, staying longer or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then you see him.
Mm-hmm.
That would be perfect.
Because every time his friends are on, the man doesn't say a word, eh?
Yeah, and his friends have to be gone, too.
Yeah.
But I would also call him up, like, oh, so now that your friends are here, you're not going
to
say hi?
But the joke is, he said that to me. He'll be like, oh. He'll be like, oh, look, it's the mean girl. I'm like, why am I mean? He's like, oh, you don't even say hi and you see me. I'm like, you do the same exact thing. Like, you can't do that. I'm like, listen. I'm usually just looking straight, and you see me from the side.
Uh-huh.
You have to call me, right? I'm not going to turn my head. I see, because it's one of those, it's so awkward. Like, there's so many cars and trucks, so it's like, he might come behind the truck, and I'm just there walking.
You're right there.
So it's awkward to even, like, be like, oh, hey, it just, he just wants to walk to where I'm going,
and
I just want to go where I'm going, you know?
But he wants to see where you're going, too.
But it's like, yo, when I have your friends like that, for me to be like, make a point
but
to always say
like
hi.
It's him, it's fun, like, it's a game for him.
It is a game.
Right?
It is a game.
He's chasing it, it's like a game.
No. We'll see.
But we'll see how it goes, honestly.
Yo, I'm not taking enough things serious at all. Like,
honestly,
yo,
just play with it. Like, have fun.
That's literally, I'm playing. Because literally, what I mean, I talk to no guys. Like, my phone is dry. So, like, even having that little back and forth with him
is funny.
It's friendly, like, yeah, fun, like, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but it's like, yo, I'm not taking it serious. I'm just trying to decipher what, like, his fucking, like, moves mean. Is it just, are we just playing around? What's going on?
Is he your age?
Yeah.
He's 28? Oh, okay. That's good. That actually makes it a little better, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, younger. Mm-mm. Honestly, good luck. Just have fun. Don't take nothing serious. Yo.
I'm definitely not.
Do a little one-two.
I'm going to be skin out this summer, okay? Belly and all.
This girl said. Mm-mm.
Belly and all. Yo, I pick up Chantal and she's like, yo, this girl has bare cleavage.
No,
like,
she was telling me about it today, how she has cleavage at work. But I didn't know it was like that.
Yo, too bad.
Mm-hmm.
My work is so boring.
You have to make fun of him. But anyways, yo, guys, let us know what you think. If anyone has some advice for Quia on this whole thing, let me know. Like, obviously, she's just going to continue to do it and have fun with it.
Like, am I exaggerating? Like, yo, if you're a guy and you listen, I need your input.
Yeah, leave us a voice message.
I don't know.
And tell us, because I want to know, like.
Yeah.
I feel like he could just be playing around.
That's what, like, I'm thinking. But I don't know. It's just like, yo, something changed. Mm. Because at first, like I said, it was like, he wasn't really talking to me like that. And then now, it's like, okay, like, what's happening?
He's getting comfortable, too.
That
maybe
could be true,
like, noticing, like, oh, you know, she's not, like, that mean or anything.
No.
So maybe I could talk to her.
I just feel like if we were to be in a setting, one-on-one, like, chilling, like, I feel like we'll be better. We'll understand each other better.
Yeah, yeah.
And probably. Then I think from understanding each other better, we'll realize where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it
is. I agree. You're right.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind making a new male friend. He doesn't even have to be my man. It's just like
he's a friend.
Yeah, I don't care.
And you can still gain stuff from that too, like learn and know what men really want and blah blah blah. Like, and you'll kind of have an idea of who you want to like date too.
Yeah, because I have no clue, fam.
It'll happen. Oh my gosh. But anyways, guys. Yeah, thank you for listening again. Guys, just remember to follow. Like, I know you like our pictures and I know you listen to the podcast and stuff, but can you just follow our page as well? Leave us a voice message if there's anything you want to talk about or tell us, or any advice you have for either one of us, let us know too.
Yes, we'll give you our best advice. You're getting premium, top quality, 100% advice.
Raw.
Alright.
Okay, guys.
Alright, guys. We should even check the score for the Raptors. It's 11-11, make a wish.
Okay. Alright, I made it.
I wish the Raptors could win.
Did you? I didn't.
Let's see the game, Raptors.
Okay, we're 88-72. We're winning.
We're winning? Yeah. Oh my god.
I like how on my phone I just type in like,
and then Raptors, and then it comes up. Yeah, 88-74.
Nice. Oh, 74 now?
Yeah, that's what I see on my phone.
Oh, shit, Taylor.
Yo, well, it's updating every second.
Yeah,
so.
Oh, yeah.
Now that's 84. Amazing. Oh my gosh, I hope we really do it. Come on. Push for it. After we win this one, because we're going to win this one.
We're good.
Yo, we need one more. Bam, Toronto will just be on a wave. But anyways, guys, we out of here.
Toronto, yo. Let me tell you, they're hyping it up so much now. With the freaking, like, what do you call it? The basketball team. Like, they're playing Drake on every station, all of that, everything.
It's so much. Yo, you know what I even was surprised at? The jerseys. I've never seen so many Raptors jerseys in my life.
There's so much. I see kids coming to school with it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Like, bro, is it that serious?